Cloudy in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Tennessee has one of the highest rural hospital closure rates in the country. That makes ambulances even more important in rural areas. But since those vehicles have to cover larger distances in the country, they wear out more quickly than those in the city. The state health department is trying to help. Like all other states, Tennessee competes for money from the federal government and the Rural Health Transformation Program. The state is expected to get $1 billion in the next 5 years. State leaders are using some of that money to help most Tennessee counties buy a new ambulance. Most counties qualify. Once approved, they can spend up to $300,000 on a new rig and then get paid back. Counties are allowed to buy for both county-owned and privately-owned EMS services. As Tennessee voters begin casting election ballots, one subject that's front and center is the legislature's abrupt redrawing of congressional districts. Multiple voters told WPLN they're bothered by what they saw as blatant partisanship and the splicing apart of communities. In Franklin, retired Election Commission employee Paula McCord says she used to see the parties work together more fairly on redistricting.
They only did it for one purpose, and that was to disenfranchise with the black people and with the Democrats in Memphis, all the way through, to make sure that Trump holds his spot and keeps his supermajority. It's not the right way to do things. I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
Memphis and Nashville are each now split across three congressional districts, some of which stretch long distances and combine rural and urban areas. Election day for the partisan primaries is August 6th, and early voting is underway now. You can learn more about those races and the candidates participating in them at WPLN.org. You can also find more local news there, as well as on the NPR app under local headlines.